Okay, thank you very much, Molly. Our fourth presenter is Mark Pretty, CEO and founder at Full Circle Exchange in Boise, Idaho. Mark is the co-founder, along with his wife, Jeanette, and CEO at Full Circle Exchange, and is responsible for the development of his global strategy and network. Full Circle Exchange is a nonprofit social enterprise dedicated to empowering women and communities to rise above poverty through training, education, and sustainable economic opportunities in the U.S. and around the globe. Full Circle Exchange creates an exclusive collection for retailers such as Walmart, Macy's, and others. Mark has been a visionary leader and a market-based approach that creates new dimensions of innovation and taps into ideas that transform lives and shape a more sustainable world. A lifelong entrepreneur, social impact investor, and community development catalyst, Mark has been an innovative leader in the creation and expansion of numerous private and nonprofit enterprises. Mark was the founder and CEO of Richardson Labs, where he developed one of the most successful nutritional supplement companies in the U.S., selling its products to over 55,000 retail stores nationwide. The success of Richardson Labs led to a highly successful merger with Rexel Sundown in 1998, a public NASDAQ 100 company. Mark, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Again, thank you, everybody, for the opportunity to spend time with you. I know we have to race through this pretty quick. So first, I'm going to kind of talk about our overall background as an organization very quickly, because you'll see that our global initiatives intersect with our job readiness program in Idaho, which I'll be sharing about. I'll move to that job readiness piece second, and then third, we'll watch a video, and we'll just kind of close it from there. So first of all, let me just start with Full Circle Exchange is a nonprofit social enterprise that empowers women locally here in the U.S., particularly in Idaho, and globally to rise above poverty through education, through training, and through economic opportunities. But at the heart of our organization, is really about improving lives. We provide opportunities for women to move from dependency to self-reliance and to create a better future for themselves, their families, and their community. As a social enterprise, we look at poverty reduction through a different set of lenses. And what I mean by that is we focus on poverty reduction through a market-based approach. That's rooted in the dignity and the creative capacity of each individual that we come alongside of. So instead of asking the question, how do we reduce poverty, we ask the question, how do we create economic activity? So instead of viewing the poor or the marginalized as recipients of charity, we acknowledge them as agents of change with dignity, with capacity, and with creativity. It means viewing them as partners, not standing on the outside looking to see how we can fix it, but rather joining with them together in networks of productivity and exchange. One of the things that we have a real sense is, I think all of us know that it's important for us to have a sense of dignity. It's that kind of dignity that says, I matter, I have purpose, somebody values my services, somebody values my life. We have been working globally for about 5 years. And we've partnered with Walmart and Macy's and other companies to provide this market-based approach, which we create products to put into their supply chain, into their retail outlet. And we've employed about 2,000 women over the last 12 months, trained and employed 2,000 women. We've created about 2 million handmade products. And each one of those handmade products are signed by the woman that actually makes them. And we work in over 12 different countries. And again, it's important for me to kind of lay that out, because I'll walk through a little bit how we work globally and locally to create those products that flow out of our job readiness program. So a little bit about our job readiness program. That came out of an entrepreneurial kind of endeavor for our team. We knew there was a big need in Boise as it related to the refugee community, and we had a real heart to contextualize what we were doing globally and to do that actually locally in Idaho. And so we got together. We have a great state. We got together with all the agencies, with the Department of Labor, Department of Commerce, mayors, and so forth, private nonprofit organizations, to really ask the question, how can we create and pilot a job readiness program that was deeply entrenched in community? So out of that conversation, we had the opportunity to create about 250,000 greeting cards as our pilot program. They were handmade greeting cards that the women would make, and they would sign on the back of it. So for us, the job readiness program was really about a stepping stone to self-sufficiency. So Full Circle Exchange helps refugees and women transitions reclaim their lives by providing stepping stones to self-sufficiency in a safe and supporting environment. We work in collaboration with each agency. We have a great group of agencies that all work together, and we select candidates that are best fit for those programs. We conduct pre- and post-assessments to identify key areas for the short-term and for long-term success of each of the refugees that we work with. Our program is about 3 to 6 months, and it's depending upon where the woman is at in the program. Sometimes we roll that person from 3 months to another 3 months, and we integrate that program through job school, title enrichment opportunities, a validated environment where women can grow, learn, and overcome barriers to employment. And you'll hear me mention a lot about this validating environment. Our structural job readiness training program occurs with the context of our on-site social enterprise through the production of greeting cards, packaging of gourmet chocolate, coffee, gift boxes, jewelry, accessories, and other items. For instance, right now, the group that's currently enrolled is working on handmade ornaments that they're making, and we're producing 40,000 of those ornaments, and we are selling them nationally to Walmart. So it's this wonderful opportunity that here we have these incredible refugees who are able to use their skills and their hands to create something very beautiful. And as a statement of their empowerment, they're able to sign it. And now it goes on to shelves across the nation in Walmart and other retail outlets as well. In addition, we're working with a great organization business called Scentsy. They produce wickless candles. And I bring that up because we're producing a product that comes from India. It's through some of our women that are in our program there. Those aprons that we produce come to the U.S., and the women in our job readiness program actually quality control that. They kit them. They put them together. And it was really wonderful to watch them go over to Scentsy in Idaho, which is a beautiful complex. They do over $500 million a year, and they were able to put their badge on, walk through the door, and work in the warehouse and begin to package this product for Scentsy. The significance there is that they're learning to actually do some of these same things that people on the line at Scentsy do. So eventually we'll see, when the program is over, those women over to Scentsy for part-time and full-time enrollment, or part-time, full-time job. The program is broken down approximately 25 hours of paid job school and 15 hours of vital enrichment classes. Our aim is to lower the barriers of employment and to stabilize the lives of women refugees by providing the skills and support needed to enter to entry-level positions, upwardly mobile employment, and educational pathways. And since the launch of our job readiness program, 2014, we've graduated over 100 women refugees in 10 different countries. 99% graduated program, approximately 78% have transitioned to full time or part-time employment. We go about our pathway to empowerment through four pillars. I'll go through them really quickly. The first is transitional income, as I mentioned, identify job to promote self-esteem and confidence. The second is job readiness training and job placement, stabilizing, removing employment barriers, providing soft skills, training and production, quality control, The third is education and financial literacy. We partner with the colleges here in Idaho as well as with several banks to provide literacy programs, oral language, spot work, related vocabulary, and so forth. And the fourth is emotional health and mentorship, which is something really important to us because we believe that as we create a community and environment of family and belonging, art therapy, music therapy really creates an area of healing and connection. I'm just going to show you a quick video, and we'll go from there. Can you guys see that?
When I was in Congo, I see bad things. They kill my family. My sister always died. I leave my country because of work. My name is Linda Joazine Akik. I'm from Congo, DRC. I'm here in Boise. To come in Boise, I was something scaring because our person where I'm from Congo, because there are others, is dangerous. They kill the people. I was think even in Boise they are bad person, but now I see no, it's not like that. It's nice person. Americans care about the refugee. If you have the problem, they help you. I will be working to Full Circle 6 months. They teaching me, and what they teaching me, when I go to do the interview, I applying, and they help me to get the job.
My name is Susan Raymond, and I'm working with the English Language Center of Boise, Idaho. Refugees only get 8 months of federal help, and after that, they're expected to be fully independent. Well, if you come illiterate and not speaking English, what are your job opportunities? Our goal is to teach them applicable English, things that are relevant to their lives. It's both because it's useful to them and because it makes it fully engaging.
So, I'm so happy to work to Full Circle. Yeah, because they changed my life. I will go to do the interview to Goodwill.
When Linda came in for her interview, it was really obvious that she was confident and ready to learn new things. I felt like she was a great fit for for Easter Seals Goodwill because of some of the things that she had learned at Full Circle Exchange.
My daughter, she's calling Belinda. She have 6 months old now. I want my daughter to grow in good. I don't want to tell her what happened to me. I'm sorry. Because of Full Circle, I have a job. Having a job, I can feed in my daughter.
So just want to thank you, if you can still hear me. Linda has been an incredible young woman who's just done so much with her life. And we are gifted by every single refugee that we get to come alongside of and sit at the table and break bread with. And they're there not because of charity, but they're there because they have something to offer and they have something to be able to put to all the things that we're all trying to dream about and to accomplish in our lives. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. And our last but not least, our last presenter is Dina Finley. She's a Senior Employment Associate at Global Talent Idaho. Dina, please begin.
Thank you. So I'm just going to dive right in. What I'd like to go over today is just take you through a few things, why Global Talent Idaho started. It's a pretty new organization, just over a year old. What our value proposition is, share with you some of our outcomes, and then talk about a little bit about regulated professions and kind of the work that we're doing with regard to those professions and, where there are TANF interactions sort of all along the way. And then I'll end with a recent news story here in Boise about Global Talent Idaho. So like I said, Global Talent Idaho really was founded maybe back in May of 2014. We really kind of officially started taking job seekers and really working with them one-on-one in January of this year. And so, why did Global Talent Idaho start? So if we look at, there's about 3 million open jobs in the U.S. right now due to a lack of qualified workers. So the employers just can't fill the jobs with the skills that they need. And then if we look at just Idaho, about 1,000 refugees are resettled in Idaho every year, with about 20% of those refugees being settled in Idaho come college-educated with a couple of years of professional experience and oftentimes, 10, 15, or 20 years of professional experience in their home countries. Just to give you some perspective, last year in Idaho, the average annual income for newly resettled refugees was about $8.55 an hour, which equates to just under $18,000 a year if they're working full-time. So really, Global Talent Idaho was started to help these folks really navigate through the challenges of the U.S. professional employment landscape, because without that guidance, we have highly skilled workers whose experience and brain power is really wasted despite a lot of demand that's out there for their skills. The value proposition of Global Talent Idaho is kind of threefold. So we know, just based on the slide we just looked at, that employers really need that skilled and diverse set of folks to compete in the global marketplace. There's high demand for some fields, particularly IT or the STEM fields. However, employers are really kind of unaware of this sort of hidden talent pool of really high-skilled, well-educated immigrants and refugees in our communities, so right in their own backyard. Immigrants, on the other hand, and refugees are coming into our program. We pre-screen them. They're fully and permanently work authorized. They're all very highly skilled across a number of different professions. But unfortunately, they're either unemployed or underemployed. But they demonstrate a powerful interest to get back into their field, rebuild that career, or even reframe their career here in the U.S. And then Global Talent Idaho, we're really working hard to work with job seekers to really provide them the knowledge and the skills and the training to really overcome those barriers that have prevented them from tapping into those positions that the employers are in high need of filling. Well, that's really kind of the value proposition, kind of three legs to that stool, if you will. Just to give you a sense of Global Talent Idaho's outcomes so far over the past, 9 or 10 months, we're currently working with about 60 job seekers. That spans across a number of different professions, from medical doctors, accountants, engineers, HR, many of them, you can see them all listed there, spanning across 16 different countries, really spanning Asia, including the Middle East, the Americas, Africa, and Europe. So far, we've placed 18 folks back into their field, And that includes, you know, IT professionals, video editor, pharmacy, teaching, accounting, supply chain professionals, folks in different areas of the medical field, and engineering. To give you a sense of that impact of those 18 placements, the average annual income of those 18 placements is around $30,000 a year. Now, that might seem a little bit low, depending on what part of the country that you're from. So just to give you some perspective, you know, the first slide showed you that people are really making, newly resettled refugees who are working full-time are making about $18,000 a year. Many of the folks who come to us are either severely underemployed or they're not employed at all. And the minimum wage in Idaho is around $7.25 an hour. The average wage in Idaho in, the median wage, excuse me, in Idaho in 2014 was right around $31,000 a year for an individual. So for those 18 placements, these folks have an average annual income gain of $22,000 per year. So that additional income that they're generating improves their quality of life and the quality of life of, and the quality of life of their families. It's additional tax revenue generated in our community, which then consumer spending goes up. Of course, white-collar diversity in our community increases when these folks, skilled refugees, are getting professional-level jobs. So oftentimes I get the question, what about regulated professions? What about people who are, you know, civil engineers, who are doctors, veterinarians, and they require a very specific kind of license? What happens with those folks? And that's a great question. And we work a lot of things in parallel. And so the intent of this slide is really to kind of give you a sense of when a refugee is new to the country, they're working very closely with their resettlement agency, typically for that first 8 months. And the resettlement agency is focusing on, you know, a wide variety of things, primarily self-sufficiency, which includes housing, their very first job. And for highly skilled folks, that usually tends to be a survival job for that person, making sure their health care needs are taken care of. English, driver's ed, the resettlement agency is, you know, helping with many, many different things. In parallel to that, if someone is a highly skilled person who's resettling and working with the resettlement agency, Global Talent Idaho can work in parallel with that person to really provide those more professional-level job search readiness, knowledge, and skills. We really provide a lot of training around developing a U.S. professional resume that's really tailored to an immigrant or refugee experience, where the bulk of the education and work experience is outside of the U.S., helping people understand the importance and how to market yourself in the U.S., interviewing for jobs, networking, the importance of networking and establishing those professional connections here in the U.S., because that's so often one of the really biggest barriers for professionals, is they've lost all professional connections when they're in a new, unfamiliar place. Helping people understand how to write really effective cover letters, and then, of course, English is also a component of that. And so right now, we're actually working with Boise State University to pilot a program of English classes really targeted at highly skilled new Americans on advanced English for professional purposes. And we'll continue kind of figuring out what those needs are for highly skilled folks. We're also doing a lot of coaching, providing a lot of one-on-one guidance, a lot of one-on-one interview practice, folks develop those soft skills, matching them with a mentor in the community, so someone who's a professional, ideally in their field, that can help them establish professional connections throughout the community, help them tailor and maybe write their cover letters more so from the perspective of their own profession. And we really provide a lot of guidance around relicensing. And for many professions, like doctors, veterinarians, that relicensing process is very long and it's very expensive if they want to practice at the same level they were in their home country. So in addition to that guidance on relicensing, we're also helping them map out alternative career pathways, which hopefully if they really want to relicense, they've decided that's something they want to do, they can transition into a career pathway that's complementary to that relicensing process. In addition to that, we are also partnering very closely with the Idaho Department of Labor. They're helping to provide additional work-based skills training and then opportunities really take, you know, all the things they've learned from the resettlement agency and Global Talent Idaho and their resume and their interviewing skills, put that into a practical experience through an internship or an on-the-job training that's work really back in their field. Or in some cases, we recognize, you know, this person, you know, has all this experience and all this education, but they've been out of the field a little while, so they have some knowledge or skills gaps. And so we'll work with the Department of Labor identifying what those are and help folks get the appropriate training to close those skills and or knowledge gaps. The Idaho Department of Labor is also, you know, an actively helping guide on relicensing and sometimes funding pieces of that on a case-by-case basis. And then the other piece is really, what about regulated professions? And so, you know, like I said, for medical doctors, vets, lab techs, civil engineers, nurses, sometimes accountants, if they really want to be a CPA or that's part of their long-term goal, IT professions, there is relicensing or certification that comes with that. So we're helping all along the way with that as well in terms of providing guidance on credential evaluation and validation. We're in the process of writing step-by-step relicensing guidelines to help really lay out for someone step-by-step, here's how you would go about relicensing in your profession. Here's how long it will take. Here's the cost. Things for you to really consider and alternatives while you work towards that. And sort of all along the way, you know, there's possible TANF interactions throughout many pieces of that. And so now I would just really like to end with, you know, one of the things we also do are quarterly career summits. So every quarter we do a full day of really intensive interview training, really covering, you know, how do you market yourself, how do you answer behavioral-based interview questions really in a powerful way. How do you have that discussion around salary? When you get an offer, what's the salary negotiation should be like and what that looks like? So the participants spent really a half a day in a really intensive in-person training, and then the second half of the day is taking kind of everything they've learned all along the way and doing some mock interviews with professionals in the community and practicing their networking skills. So here's a recent news story from our latest career summit. There's probably going to be a ad at the beginning of the video, I'm guessing. I apologize for that, but this was a local news story here in Boise. And okay, not sure why it's not playing. If I can go back here, maybe I'll play some. I think it's just taking a minute to load here. I apologize.
Gina, while we're waiting for the video to load, I just want to remind people that we're going to start our question and answer session after the video. So please submit your questions at the lower right-hand window on your screen, the lower right-hand window. Thank you. Okay, Gina, do you mind if I ask a couple of questions that came in while your video is loading?
Is the video not playing?
I don't see it.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to take a minute or two for it to come up, if we can go ahead and do the Q&A.
Okay, and then we'll stop. So the first question I have... and this can go to any of the presenters. How do you help refugees identify and highlight the strength that they bring to the employers?
Should I just jump in? This is more with hire. I think the question is, how can you communicate with employers about the value that refugees bring to the workplace? Am I correct? So,
well, yes, that will be good. And also, how do you, as you are providing case management to the refugees, how do you provide a strength-based assessment and interview skills to help them as they interact with employers?
Sure, yeah. Actually, one of the things I didn't mention is that we're partnered with actually a national organization called Upwardly Global. They've been doing this same work that Global Talent Idaho is doing, but on a much larger scale. They have their main offices in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, with satellite offices dispersed around the country where there's high levels of immigrants and refugees. And so we leverage a lot of training from them. So a big piece of the training is online training that's really tailored to immigrants and refugees. And then followed up with in-person one-on-one coaching, really sit down. We have, you know, a list of behavioral questions that we really focus on, take people through those, and it's one-on-one. And we provide, you know, feedback as we really go through those questions in terms of, you know, how to make answers more effective and how to really kind of put your best foot forward in that regard. Let's see, what was the other piece of the question?
Well, that was good, and I would like to go back to something Laurel said. Laurel, you reframed the question to say, how do you help employers to see the benefit of hiring someone from the refugee population? Can you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so that's a big piece of what Global Talent Idaho does, is we're, you know, really working to develop relationships with employers. And so a lot of that comes through volunteers who sign up to participate in our career summit, tapping into their employers and working with them for that volunteer to really champion on their behalf. So, for example, we're having our next career summit here in just a couple weeks at Hewlett-Packard here on the Boise site. And really sitting down whenever we can get a chance to sit down with the different employers and really take them through Global Talent Idaho, what the program is about, the backgrounds of some of our folks, sharing resumes, and then really continuing to nurture that relationship The other piece of it is through the Department of Labor. And so in our partnership with them, as Global on Idaho goes out and kind of builds some of those relationships, we're doing that in partner with the Department of Labor so that we can also position job seekers, maybe do an internship funded through the Department of Labor. So that way employers can experience this person's skills, their capabilities, their global perspective, and the value that it can bring. But it's really very low risk for them because the Department of Labor is paying the salary of the job seeker while they're in that internship. You know, another opportunity is the on-the-job training where the company really agrees to hire that person, and then it's kind of a tiered, the employer is paying a part of the salary and the Idaho Department of Labor is paying a part of the salary up to a certain number of hours. And so then as we kind of move through that, then the employer could come back and say, you know, this person is really great, but I've seen, you know, these sort of areas, and in which case, if it applies, we can go back and help close some of those gaps that the employer has identified as well. And so those are some of the primary ways that we're really helping get job seekers in front of employers to really recognize the value of this talent pool.
Do we have a second?
Place folks, just to give you an example, not everyone's as wildly successful as the examples I'm going to give. But we have an IT guy, for example, and he was placed, and two of our IT guys who were placed in kind of, more entry-level IT roles, and both of them within the first 30 days, separate employers were like, oh, wow, okay, we need to really tap into your knowledge more. And they were both promoted within their first 30 days after the employer could really see what they were capable of. And then one of them has now been promoted a second time with a raise as well. So as we get more of those success stories, the word will kind of spread and employers will be more open to taking on something that right now they kind of view as a little bit of a risk, but we're working through that.
Great. Thank you. Mark, do you have any? One, Mark, are you back online? And then...
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. I think just real quickly, again, our model is a little different where we, from a social enterprise standpoint, we have these incredible women for 40 hours a week. And so we're cultivating a community where their gifts can actually come out. So there's many touch points for us, whether it's in quality control, whether it's in a leadership position. I'll give you an idea. One of our beautiful gals, she has a real engineer's mind, no formal education, but she really took up the leadership role in creating better practices as it related to how quickly to fold a gift box. So one of our impact partners came in and was just kind of watching what we were doing, and we all noticed very quickly that she had a real talent to kind of tinker and to figure things out. So for us, we're exposing the women throughout the week to a lot of touch points, and if their gifts, their talents, which there are very many, actually just kind of emerge naturally.
Thank you, Mark.
And for that, yeah. And then in that, we will actually go accompany them to our impact partners to try to get them into a job placement.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Molly, do you have anything to add?
I'm not at this time. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We are over time. I'm sorry. This was such a great conversation. I just want to thank Gina, Laurel, Sarah, Molly, and Mark for the fabulous presentation. I think we learned a lot about how we can work with refugee families and partner with our workforce colleagues. So we're now going to do the last polling question. And this final polling question is, what federal technical assistance would be most helpful to you in understanding and implementing new strategies to support refugees and entering the workforce? Again, what federal technical assistance would be most helpful to you in understanding and implementing new strategies to support refugees and entering the workforce? Okay, I'll give you 30 more seconds. Or almost. Thank you. And thank you to everyone who participated in today's webinar. I want to thank our presenters again. We learned so much this afternoon. Please remember to provide your feedback on this webinar using the survey that will appear in a separate pop-up window when the webinar ends. Thank you very much, and have a good afternoon.